Hi, Tara.
Hi, Alana.
I am so excited to welcome our listeners to the B-side of our weekly catch-up, where we talk about sports, reality TV, and pop culture. So everyone, get ready for X's and O's and Bravo shows.
And everything in between. Welcome to the B-side of the Reality Playbook.
All right, B-side.
B-side.
B-side. Awesome. So we actually just have a couple of shows now. There was some reality TV news that we could kind of jump into a little bit, but you want to talk first VPR, Vanderpump, sure. And Summer House, and then talk about...
I'm caught up on both.
Okay, great. So Vanderpump. So I thought it was interesting. This episode kind of centered a little bit on Joe. We got to learn a bit more about her.
Yeah.
And her view, and kind of understand how she's viewing her relationship with Schwartz, and we finally get to a place at the end. So we can start. I have like listed here. I've got notes here. We can start, you know, either there, or do you want to start with wrapping up from the beach scene?
We can. I mean, I'll follow your lead. What do you prefer?
Whatever you like. I guess we should talk beach first, I guess.
Okay.
And then so you have to make sure you keep me honest. Schwartz and Katie, after there was a blow up between Sandoval and Ariana, they all went to the bar. And so Ariana and that crew sat separately from Sandoval and Schwartz. So Schwartz was talking to the other ladies and being a wingman. And then this woman that is apparently dating both Katie and Schwartz.
Well, at the time, I don't think she
At
hadn't
the
gone on
time.
a date with them yet, but she was interested in both. She was Sheena's
Yeah,
former
Sheena's,
nanny,
yeah,
Corey.
yeah.
Yes.
I was like, okay, well, this is interesting. It was kind of a funny, I don't want to say detour, but it was a kind of... It's just so funny to see like Katie and Schwartz talking to the same girl. And it kind of felt like Katie did it like intentionally on some level. Like, you know, she was like, get your girl. Like, you know.
But you know
But
me,
it's
Team
funny.
Katie. So I'm like,
I'm Team Katie
whatever.
too. Do everything you want to do, my lady, my girl. I'm with you, 10 toes. I'm with you. So yeah. So Tori, Tori and Schwartz, Tori had, told Sheena that she thought that Schwartz was cute. And that's how they were introduced. But then Katie was like, hey, what up? And so Katie actually ended up going on a date with Tori. I thought that in that episode or
And
maybe
well,
the next one.
Tori went on a date with Schwartz the night before and then went on a day date with Katie. But she had made out with Katie, I think, before she went on a date with
So
Schwartz.
messy. So messy.
But hey, everybody, I mean, I guess you could say messy, but everybody knew. Like, so there were no
All's
secrets.
fair in love and war.
Yeah, there were no secrets.
There
So.
weren't, which is ironic because usually this group loves to have secrets.
Right?
All I know is I have at the top of my list, I call foul with Joe.
Okay.
Because after this whole interaction, you know, with Tori, and so Schwartz is telling Joe about his experience, and Joe is a hairstylist.
While he's sitting in her chair at the shop,
he goes in. He's getting his hair done. He's getting his hair bleached, actually. And he went like bleach blonde, and it's I don't know how you what your thoughts were, but I thought it looked so bad.
I did too, but and are you implying that she did that intentionally?
I do not know, but all I know is that that did not look good. And then, yeah. And so he has like brown, dark brown hair that James kind of called out and said, we know that he's dyeing his hair to cover the gray, which I was like, dang, James, did you have to call my mans out like that? But she's like, yeah, why not go blonde? You can't see the grays in the blonde. I was like, damn.
It looked a mess.
It did not look good. And then she didn't really give him a haircut. Like, his hair didn't look much different, the style.
Right.
It just was.
It just
And then I think they were going to put blue on the tips because she kept on saying, oh, wait for the blue, wait for the blue. And I was like, God, are you going to put another color in this? It was not a good look.
whatever. Yeah, I was gonna say whatever it was not a good look. And I know we don't have it listed on your notes, but once again, I gotta give a shout out to DJ James Kennedy because he was like the voice in my head for the episode. He called out how weird it was that Tom and Katie were dating the same girl. He's like, come on now. This
I loved
is
it.
crazy.
He's
And he
hilarious.
called out Tom's hair. So shout out to you, DJ
He's
James Kennedy.
giving us so much the season
Which I
and the
never thought it, you know, in past years that it would have come to this.
after the after show is he is he like he's the voice of reason. Like
Right?
he's like, y'all don't see this? Am I the only person? So during while Tom was at the at Joe's the hair salon getting his hair bleached. He shared that he went on a date with Tori and shared this whole, this whole like weird, love triangle with Katie. And she goes, and so Joe's response was, oh, she's in the friend group. What's up with the friend group? She's like obsessed with this friend group concept. And so what my notes was that she then she I think they went to like the confessionals with Joe, and Joe said that she did not know that she thought that Sandoval and Ariana were split up. She didn't know that they were still together. And so that's why she doesn't understand why she's catching so much flack from the other women, because she said, I did not know. And Ariana's like, but we were together at Thanksgiving. So if you saw some stuff happening with Sandoval and Raquel, why not even just ask a question? Like, say, hi, Ariana. Because I know she asked the question to Schwartz, and Schwartz was probably like, oh no, like you're not fooling me.
Yeah,
You're not fooling me.
I don't buy Joe's claims. I'm sorry. Like even though that she seems to be a bit of an airhead, I'm not buying it.
I don't buy it.
And even if Schwartz was kind of talking around it, if you're dealing with a dude for, you know, more than 5 minutes, you know when he's not telling you everything. Like you could just there you she could have safely assumed that things weren't on the up and up.
Yeah. And you were hanging out with Raquel. I believe it was actually before the opening of the restaurant or the sandwich shop. I believe that Raquel was hanging out with the Sandoval, and she was hanging out with Schwartz. Like right before that at a birthday party, I believe. And I'd have to double check that, but I'm like, you were with them, like the four of you. And on top of that, you were with Ariana at Thanksgiving. So you couldn't have said anything between the end of the season, October, with the BravoCon, none of it. I'm like, F this girl. I'm calling foul on that play. And so I think it's all ultimately, this is all about how much Joe really wants to be with Schwartz.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we saw that in this past episode.
It was so cringe. So Schwartz is like, hey, Sandoval invited he she goes, oh, what are you doing or something? He goes, Sandoval invited me to a singles mixer. And so she goes, oh, can I go? And
You should have seen the look on his face.
that face.
Schwartz,
He was like,
and because he doesn't have any kahuna, he didn't say no, you
could
can't
have just
go.
been.
Sure, you can come. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Everybody, stop it.
And then in Joe's head, she later tells us in Joe's head, oh, I thought I was just going there to,
She's
help
a lie.
Sandoval out.
She's a lie because
You
she
made that up.
also heard the hesitation in Schwartz's voice when he said, sure, come. That he
Yes,
was not excited to have her there.
he hit the no without saying it, and
Right.
then I was like, oh, okay. I wrote, get a clue. Catch the hint. Schwartz looks horrible with blonde hair. But yeah, so Joe and Schwartz was definitely very, very interesting, especially what she dropped on us in her confessional. But my next note is about Lala, and I don't know if that was because this was talking about Ariana and how she kind of shared what she's been going through, the fact that she has to give up her house and started crying, and then Lala and Sheena were sitting there crying with her, I guess. But then on the flip side, they were just like, yeah, she needs to get over it. I want her not to be so
Talk about
angry
some
all the time.
shady friends, man. You might have also put Lala down though, because she wouldn't have hot dogs with Joe and then want to know why Katie got an attitude. Like,
That's what it was.
these
I
chicks
couldn't
ain't
remember if that
loyal,
was this
man.
episode or if it was the past episode, but that
Yeah.
was really weird to me. Oh, it's because they all went out. They all looked a little like they did like a Sex in the City kind of
Yeah,
walk
yeah.
up.
And that's
And
when Lala told Katie she went out with Joe. And Kate,
yeah.
again, Team Katie, but that's how I would have behaved if one of my friends had gone out with a chick that I thought, had something to do with my relationship or my best friend's relationship.
And I've been doing so much theorizing. I don't know if I sent you the Nick Vile clip where he's just basically saying Lala and Sheena are jealous of Ariana because Ariana is this star, is getting all these opportunities because she is just who she is. Like what you see Ariana on camera, that's who Ariana is. But Lala and Sheena feel like they have to play some character in order to get the attention, in order to drive the story. And because it's taking her no effort, and it takes them so much effort, they're like trying to like they're kind of acting out, trying to create the, I guess, trying to make her look bad on camera. What do you think about that?
I cut them a break or cut them some slack with Sandoval because I did agree that you had to include them to keep the storyline, to keep the show going, right? But like this example with Joe, what? Why do you have to? Joe's not. She's to quote another reality show. She's a non, you know what, factor. So you didn't have to meet with her. There was even if Schwartz had asked you to say no, like I'm in a good place with Katie. I'm not doing that, except for being shady, like or really not having loyalty, like Katie said. You don't care, so you'll just go rock with anybody.
But though, I think there's, and this is what someone said, like the other co-host said, they were like, this could have been a four against two take down the Toms like storyline would have been fun to watch. I don't, you don't have to get along with this guy. You can explore what how you feel about it, but not after you've acted a fool in public. See, if they didn't act a fool in public and gone on their podcast and just did all
Because
of
I
this,
think what
said
we're
all
going to
this stuff.
see this week, I think this week's going to be hot. Because I think that it says it's about a podcast and the fallout.
I just think if you didn't like do all that, like it's much more understandable for us to try to understand where you're coming from. But you did all of this talking and fighting and all of this, and then you guys say, okay, whatever, like I can move on from that, but she can't. Like, and I can't understand this for the my mother effing life. Why does Ariana have to move out of the fucking house? Excuse
Right.
my French. Why does she have to move out?
Yeah, I don't get it
Okay,
either.
that's it. But yeah, so they were all having, it seemed like they were having like a little good girlfriend time, but when Lala dropped that Joe, that she went to lunch with Joe and she was just trying to, understand her side or whatever. It just, I think Lala's just trying to create a character for herself. She's trying to make money on the show. And there is, to me, there is like a, I want to be the number one girl thing. And I see kind of Lala trying to shift in and trying to be it, my opinion. I don't
Yeah.
know that I think Vanderpump is going to have another season after this one. I think they're going to shuffle some of them over to the Valley if the Valley gets another season. But they're actually, I don't dislike them. I don't love the VPR people on it, but I actually like the other folks on
Other
it.
people.
Yeah, I do like the friends. So then I have when they were so then okay, so then the next I guess scene was around Schwartz and Joe or the Sandoval and singles party where they're all getting like these different I guess tags or like bracelets to say I'm in a relationship or I'm single. So it's kind of like a red light, green light party. Have you ever been to one of those? I've
Yeah.
always wanted to go, but I've never been. But it's And so Schwartz says, give me the green. I'm single. Then Joe goes, I'm single too. Give me the green. But the entire time, she's just kind of lurking behind
Oh my
him.
God, it was so uncomfortable. I was
Tell, like, talk, talk to me about this, the kissing and the weird stuff.
It just she's awkward anyway, right? Like But Tom, Sandoval made a good point. He was like, his superpower is kind of leading people on, like, and sending mixed signals. I agreed with him
I was like, you
because
know what?
Tom was
You're
like,
right.
even if you don't want to be with this girl, like, this is when, men can just be butts, right? Like, they can just be cruel. You know the girl likes you. Why are you tonguing down a stranger in front of her? Like, what's the point? Like, you're not gonna make a relationship with this strange woman. So why hurt someone? And I'm far from Team Joe, but it's just decency.
I think part of it was that they were all, I guess, in a group like huddle, and then she's like lingering all of a sudden in the back, and the woman's like, prove to me that that's not your girlfriend, kiss me. And so he does that, and that was just that set her off. She was like, I'm out, I'm done. And so she stomps out of the party, and then he's like, Joseph, Joseph, which to
Which is just
me, if
so
a man's
funny.
calling me a man's name, he is not looking at me like his girl. I'm sorry, he's looking at me as his friend. And so then Joe tells us in the confessional that Joe says that they've been hooking up. I have down for a year and a half they've been like together.
Makes sense.
And then she said that they both said I love you to each other. And so she's like, I just thought he didn't
Believe
mean
all
that,
of
and I was
that.
just pop.
I believe all of that. I just don't think Tom was serious.
I think he enjoys the company of women. I think there's a lot of men that can't be without a woman in their life for a long period of time. So they just kind of get the friends with benefits in just to hold that spot until they find the actual person they want to, spend their time with and best, be in a relationship with. And unfortunately, she's learning that now. I hope she doesn't go and do the same thing over again. But this is a common thing you have to learn as a woman, is when you are a girlfriend, like when someone's
Yeah.
loving you and like you're in a relationship, and when you are a friend with benefits.
Right.
There's no problem. I don't think there's a problem with having a friend with benefits, but I think you have to be
In agreement.
not right. And don't
Right.
no beef, but do not think that that's actually going to turn into a relationship, because yeah, the rule is, generally speaking, maybe it will, but this is what happens. You go out to a singles party, and then your feelings get hurt because he's out here getting with other girls. So anyway, I thought it was weird that she was in his apartment
I was
by
so
herself.
confused in the beginning because I thought she was in her own apartment, right? And then he came, I'm like, wait a
I was like,
minute.
whose apartment is this? So confused. Poor thing. I did feel a little bit bad for her when she was crying about when during their breakup, but I truly hope that she's moving on.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, but yeah, you said that I didn't see. Oh, first things first, did you know that Joe's real name is Kaylee?
I did not know that.
So the internet has just been, I guess, fact checking Joe and trying to see what's going on. And her real name is Kaylee, and she just made up this name to be on TV. Everybody
So
is like,
weird.
what's up with this
People are so
show?
weird.
Because Lala is her real name is Lauren.
Lauren, Raquel, and Rachel.
Raquel, Rachel. I mean, now we got Joe and Kaylee. I mean, it's just anyway. Anything else on Vanderpump?
Now I'm looking forward to this coming week because, like I said, in the kind of little blurb for the episode, talked about the fallout after a podcast. So I'm assuming it's going to be Sheena's podcast, but it'll be interesting to see
Yeah.
and which, who was she talking about during it? Because she talked some stuff about everybody, kind of. So it'll be interesting to see which week that was and what the fallout is.
Yeah, I saw some clips online where they were asking Ariana about Lala and Ariana, because Ariana's promoting her book on her book through a book tour, which I need to still buy that book. Maybe, yay, my birthday's coming up, listeners. No, I Ariana can do no wrong right now for me. But she was saying, she's just like, Lala makes good TV, and I was just like, I love it.
Yeah.
She's not out here. She's not here to mess with y'all. Like she said, Lala makes good TV. Boom. But now I think Katie and Lala have, I'm sorry, Katie and Ariana have unfollowed Lala. So we'll see kind of what happens. I'm
Yeah.
especially interested at the reunion, because apparently it's a reunion and there's some stuff that goes down. think that was it for Vanderpump.
Yeah.
I'm curious though, are you gonna watch the Vander the new one, the one, the French one?
Villa.
Yeah, on Hulu.
I guess I will. So I like Bravo Bros, and they did the first three episodes, and they
Okay.
said it's nice. They're nice and quick and
Oh,
like
good.
easy to digest. So I might turn it
Okay.
on.
I'll check it out. I
Yeah.
have commercial free Hulu, so that makes it even better.
Okay.
I'll have to tell you why it's commercial free later. Because I'm an old lady. Summer House.
Summer
This
House.
is your show, so I want
It
you to go for it.
is.
I'm
It is.
watched up though.
It is my show. So we all know where we're going to end. Those of you that have that follow know we're going to end in devastation for Lindsay and Carl. So we're kind of like watching a train wreck in slow motion. This past episode, there didn't seem to be as much. Lindsay wasn't accusing him of doing drugs or alcohol. I guess we should be grateful for that. I don't like it when I don't get enough West and Sierra together. West was out of town, but they did show him having a cute conversation with his grandmom about Sierra. I think we're still, I keep watching Clues, like on Watch What Happens Live or the after show, to trying to figure out are they still together? Because I'm getting a little concerned that they may not be. But West was on, I think it was Watch What Happens, and mentioned that Sierra met his parents. So I was like,
What?
Yeah. He was like, my parents love Sierra, and like, it sounded like she'd been to the family farm. So I don't know. And Andy even said, people want to know where you guys stand, but we're going to let the summer play out. So we'll see. I've got my fingers crossed, but then sometimes during the after show, when I watch them, it seems like Sierra seems like she don't have a man. So I don't know.
Why play coy, y'all? Just say
I'm
it.
hoping that they're playing it up, for the
For us to
big
continue to
reveal.
watch. Yeah. I
Because
feel like
I'll be sad if this was just a summer fling.
so I read like an article that said that they were together for Valentine's Day. I think they had like similar postings or whatever.
Okay.
Somehow some detective found out, some internet sleuths found out that they were potentially together celebrating Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because I do remember someone saying that he just keeps playing coy whenever you ask him the relationship status. But I don't see her on his Instagram and I don't see him on hers, you
Okay.
know. But she did say she's very private. So this also might be kind of like, you know, them keeping it hush hush until, you know.
Yeah.
But
And
I actually do like them together. I felt a little nervous though when I saw him talking to his grandma. I was like, really, grandma? Like you're just gonna talk, you know, and he's, I don't know. It just seems kind of like he's trying to like back out, but then he wants to. And he didn't have that same level of like joy that he's had like in front of other people with his, but it felt like a little, not grandma, I'm sorry, his aunt. I'm so sorry. That's grandma's aunt. But
Oh,
I don't know.
I made that his grandmother
I
then.
think I might have said, I think I wrote down grandma conversation. I'm so
Okay.
sorry. It was his aunt. His
That's
aunt
okay.
that's from New York, that was living in New York. I don't know. Maybe they were just having like a low key moment, but it felt like less energy and a lot more doubt.
And I guess I saw that energy as nervousness, like you not wanting to get too hopeful or too excited.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, and then on Sierra's end, they focused a lot on her getting signed by a modeling agency and what's to come. And I think what they wanted, they never want us to, be too comfortable, because of course her manager is like, you're not gonna have time for a relationship, or
Okay.
like,
Sure.
we'll see
Okay.
what happens.
I did think it was cute. You know when you like a guy that you do not go out. You know, like so she did
Yeah,
not go out
she
both
didn't.
nights and
She
she was like, "Look,
didn't.
I'm curling up over here with my homegirls." And I was like, that's so cute. That's how you know when you really like somebody, you don't really feel like, "I don't really want to go out." Like,
Right?
I'm asleep.
But one
That's why
person.
I just need to leave my house so I can find somebody so I can actually do that.
Yeah, Well, one person that did leave the house was Jesse Solomon.
It was
Jesse
so
wanted
nasty to
his
watch
first
that.
woman home. I
It
felt
was
bad because
so.
I felt like then she got dismissed. Like we saw her get dismissed. It's
It just was weird. I
thank you
just.
for visiting Summer House.
I felt very uncomfortable when they were in the hot tub together. I just was like, ugh, ew. Like, this was like a.
The comedy was Paige and Sierra looking out the window.
I was like, ugh. But then he was like, I know what I'm about to do. And then he covered the camera. I was like,
Camera.
oh. Oh.
Yeah,
But
so
yeah.
we know Jesse is the single man in the house. Then we have Amanda and Kyle, which I'm getting I'm a little over them too, because for you're new to Summer House, but it's been the same conversation for since they got married, before they got married. Amanda she wants to be a suburban housewife, and Kyle wants nothing to do with suburbs. I don't know how
Nothing.
you work this out. But also you guys were these people before you got married.
Yeah, I did think the therapy session was interesting to just to get to the level below what you're fighting about. What you're really fighting about is the fact that you've asked me to come work for you in this company. I don't feel, like I'm getting realized, and she has her level of insecurity. And so how that is playing into their other things is happening. I thought that was an interesting kind of analysis to kind of pull out of that.
Yeah. Now, and as a person who always wants to live in the city, I do not want to live in the suburbs. But Kyle makes it sound like they're moving to Siberia. Like
Right.
he's like, I'll be there and she won't talk to me and I won't have anybody. I'm like, what?
There's something weird
Are you
happening
gonna
with
have a
him.
car? Like in a
I don't know what's happening. I'm still trying to observe Kyle. So I'll start watching old seasons so I can get a vibe, but I'm just like, why are you? I don't know. It's
And
like
I'm like,
he's throwing a hissy fit, and when he actually gets out there, he's probably gonna be like, oh, I love it out here. I'm never leaving. It's like, and
and
it's
Kyle
not
does
as
need to
bad.
grow up. He's the oldest dude in the house. You don't need to be at the bar on a random Tuesday. You can go to New York on the weekend. Like you can, but work and take care of your family during the
You
week.
literally, there is literally the train from Grand Central that goes to Connecticut and drops everybody off along the way. My love, my love. You can move to Connecticut. You get the path from North Jersey. It is not that hard. But apparently someone found the home, and allegedly it's not from in New Jersey.
I
They
heard it
filmed it was
was
in
the
New York.
Hamptons. And I was like, that was again
I
lazy.
loved it. I loved the
Like, you
house,
think
though.
people aren't gonna try to figure that out? It was a nice house, though. That was a
Very
nice
nice. But I'm like, where in New Jersey was that? Like,
house. And it
like
was,
yeah.
I mean, I couldn't afford it, but it was the perfect. All I want is a house with an in-ground pool.
Yeah.
I could have a row house and an in-ground pool.
Not a row house.
I don't need a McMansion. So that house was, I mean, perfect. I think it was 4 bedrooms,
It
three.
was a nice
It was
size.
basically like my
That
parents' house
gorgeous
without a pool
backyard. Oh.
and North Jersey prices, but but it was beautiful. It was a
It was
beautiful house.
beautiful.
And then we have Danielle and Lindsay kind of working on their friendship, which makes me uncomfortable because I'm like, Danielle, you were right from the jump.
It's so cringe. It's like Sandoval, right? Like you were watching it, like, oh, I know what's
Like,
gonna
Danielle, it's gonna be all right.
happen. I know what's gonna happen.
It's fine. I did feel for like a second, I did feel for Lindsay. I think it was in one of her confessionals when she was so excited about getting ready to marry her best friend. I felt bad, but then I also was like, but you're delusional. You can't talk to people like that and think that they're going to stick around.
No, you can't.
That's all I have to say. I
Okay.
just, yeah.
I agree. I think it's weird. It's kind of like, oh, this is my personality. Just deal with it, but it's
Yeah.
not something, it's something that you need to kind of work on is the delivery and cutting like a ginsu, cutting like a knife.
And
It
you should want to be a better person for the person that you love, even if you know that you know that's kind of messed up. So try to work on it.
I will say, like, personally, I've had to learn how to deliver. I speak a lot slower or more deliberately when I speak to people sometimes, because I don't want to say the thing that, might hurt their feelings, or not really express like my level of maybe how I feel. And sometimes, like, they're like, "You're talking slow," but I'm like, I don't want to say something, because before I didn't care what I said. I just bat off at the mouth and went hard, but you lose friends, or your friends are like, "Yo, you need to get your life, because this is not a nice, you're not a nice person." So as much as like it's our personalities can kind of do stuff like that, there is a level of maturity when you say, like, let me start rethinking or reframing the way I communicate with people.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, communication is on the person who receiving it. It's, so they need to receive it. You can't control what they do next, but you can control your message.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was calling him out and referencing his cocaine. And so I just thought, it's just, I haven't really watched this show, but I know for damn sure through our conversations, that's not a good look.
Yeah. So we'll see the upcoming episode. There's Paige is getting in West's face about I'm the friend that'll kill you if you hurt
You
my
always,
friend.
that's you,
I don't
that's
know
me
what
usually.
prompted that conversation.
That's
So
usually me. I'm the one that talks about killing and
I'm hoping that
bodies in
it's
my trunk. I don't
yeah.
play. So
I'm hoping that it's editing and it's not really because something popped off. So we'll see.
real quick before we jump off, I mean, Bravo had a huge news day yesterday, or yeah, Monday. One, Robin Dixon confirmed she is exiting Real Housewives after season 8. There's also a rumor that Nika the newbie, she's not being renewed, or she's being fired. Then same group, Candace announced that she's pregnant, which a lot of people I think were thinking that she was pregnant because of I guess her message when she left. And then Alexia from Real Housewives of Miami, her husband filed for divorce after 3 years. And for those who watch Miami, you'll see that Adriana had been talking about that at the start of this last season, and it was pretty. So,
That's sad.
gee, I know we talked a little bit about this before, but I've been reading up on some of the Potomac, or I'm sorry, on the Bravo programming, and they're allegedly there's some thoughts that like they're slowing down production, and they're cutting, and there's some thought that maybe Potomac won't be back.
I can see that. I
I'm
mean,
okay with that.
the women just did not get along.
Yeah.
Andy reprimanded them throughout the reunion,
It doesn't
and I
matter.
don't think it really changed their attitudes.
I just don't know that Bravo. I actually would love to like kind of look and see what they might have in production, because it doesn't seem like there's much really filming right now.
All righty then. Well, I think we're all caught up.
We're caught up.
All right. Well, guys, that wraps up
Caught
our
up.
weekly catch up with one another and
Caught
you.
up.
Please like, subscribe, and leave comments for us to read. Tell a friend to tell a friend and join in the weekly catch up conversation each week. Bye, Lana.
Bye. We got a special guest next week, so looking
Oh, I'm
forward. This is
excited.
gonna
I'll
be
be on my
kind of
best
cute.
behavior.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. You have a good week. We will be
You too.
texting and talking. Big
Absolutely.
week.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.